This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. We, today, are going to bring you coverage of the hearings from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chuck Grassley, the chairman, is just beginning the proceedings right now, the hearing underway on the Kavanaugh accusations. And we're going to hear first from Dr. Ford, California professor that has been the accuser that's been most in the news related to Judge Kavanaugh. Interestingly enough, last night late, there was a report out from a couple of different news sources about two individuals who said, hey, I don't think she was talking about Kavanaugh. She was talking about us. This is a mistaken identity. I don't know if that's going to come up or not, but that's an interesting twist to this story that happened the last time. We had three scheduled interviews on the program today. Kristi Noem, congresswoman from South Dakota, candidate for governor, as well as Matt Johansson, McKenzie County sheriff candidate, and Kevin Becker from the UMary, the University of Mary, athletic department, to talk about fins and feathers, a neat event coming up in October. All three of those guests are going to be postponed. We're not going to be able to get to them today, but we apologize for anybody that was waiting for them. We will be airing those interviews in the very near future. Right now, let's go to Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as this hearing is underway. Live coverage on What's on Your Mind.
Since 1993, 25 years ago, nowhere in any of these six FBI reports, which committee investigators have reviewed on a bipartisan basis, was there a whiff of any issue at all related in any way to inappropriate sexual behavior. Dr. Ford first raised her allegations in a secret letter to the ranking member nearly 2 months ago in July. This letter was secret from July 30th, September 13th to, July 30th until September 13th when I first heard about it. The ranking member took no action. The letter wasn't shared with me, our colleagues, or my staff. These allegations could have been investigated in a way that maintained the confidentiality that Dr. Ford requested. Before his hearing, Judge Kavanaugh met privately with 65 senators, including the ranking member. But the ranking member didn't ask Judge Kavanaugh about the allegations when she met with him privately in August. The Senate Judiciary Committee held its four-day public hearing from September 4th to September 7th. Judge Kavanaugh testified for more than 32 hours in public. We held a closed session for members to ask sensitive questions on that on the last evening, which the ranking member did not attend. Judge Kavanaugh answered nearly 1,300 written questions submitted by senators after the hearing, more than all prior Supreme Court nominees. Throughout this period, we did not know about the ranking member's secret evidence. Then, only at an 11th hour, on the eve of Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation vote, did the ranking member refer the allegations to the FBI. And then, sadly, the allegations were leaked to the press. And that's where Dr. Ford was mistreated. This is a shameful way to treat our witness, who insisted on confidentiality, and of course, Judge Kavanaugh, who has had to address these allegations in the midst of a media circus. When I received Dr. Ford's letter on September the 13th, my staff and I recognized the seriousness of these allegations and immediately began our committee's investigation consistent with the way the committee has handled such allegations in the past. Every step of the way, the Democratic side refused to participate in what should have been a bipartisan investigation, as far as I know, on all of our judgeships throughout at least the last 3 years, that's been the way it's been handled. After Dr. Ford's identity became public, my staff contacted all the individuals she said attended the 1982 party described in the Washington Post article. Judge Kavanaugh immediately submitted to an interview under penalty of felony for any knowingly false statements. He denied the allegations categorically. Democratic staff was invited to participate and could have asked any questions they wanted to, but they declined. Which leads me then to wonder, if they're really concerned with going to the truth, why wouldn't you want to talk to the accused? The process and procedure is what the committee always does when we receive allegations of wrongdoing. My staff reached out to other individuals allegedly at the party, Mark Judge, Patrick Smith, Leland Kaiser. All three submitted statements to the Senate under penalty of felony, denying any knowledge of the events described by Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford's lifelong friend, Ms. Kaiser, stated she doesn't know Judge Kavanaugh and doesn't recall ever attending a party with him. My staff made repeated requests to interview Dr. Ford during the past 11 days, even volunteering to fly to California to take her testimony. But her attorneys refused to present her allegations to Congress. I nevertheless honored her request for a public hearing, so Dr. Ford today has the opportunity to present her allegations under oath. As you can see, the Judiciary Committee was able to conduct thorough investigations into allegations. Some of my colleagues, consistent with their stated desires to obstruct Kavanaugh's nomination by any means necessary, pushed for FBI investigations into the allegations. But I have no authority to force the executive branch agency to conduct an investigation into a matter it considers to be closed. Moreover, once the allegations became public, it was easy to identify all the alleged witnesses and conduct our own investigations. Contrary to what the public has been led to believe, the FBI doesn't perform any credibility assessments or verify the truth of any events in these background investigations. I'll quote then Chairman Joe Biden during Justice Thomas's confirmation hearing. This is what Senator Biden said, quote, "The next person who refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. The FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion, period. They say he said, she said, they said, period. So when people wave an FBI report before you, understand they do not reach conclusions. They do not make recommendations." End of Senator Biden's quote. The FBI provided us with the allegations. Now it's up to the Senate to assess their credibility, which brings us to this very time. I look forward to a fair and respectful hearing. That's what we promised Dr. Ford. Some of my colleagues have complained about the fact that an expert on this side is investigating sex crimes will be questioning the witness. I see no basis for complaint other than just plain politics. The testimony we will hear today concerns allegations of sexual assault, very serious allegations. This is an incredibly complex and sensitive subject to discuss. And it's not an easy one to discuss. That is why the senators on this side of the dais believe an expert who has deep experience and training in interviewing victims of sexual assault and investigating sexual assault allegations should be asking questions. This will be a stark contrast to the grandstanding and chaos that we saw from the other side during the previous 4 days in this hearing process. I can think of no one better equipped to question the witnesses than Rachel Mitchell. Ms. Mitchell is a career prosecutor, civil servant with decades of experience investigating and prosecuting sex crimes. She has dedicated her career to seeking justice for survivors of sex-related felonies. Most recently, Rachel was the division chief of the Special Victims Division, Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which prosecutes sex crimes and family violence. Then Democratic Senator Governor Janet Napolitano previously recognized her as the outstanding Arizona Sexual Assault Prosecutor of the Year. And she has spent years instructing prosecutors, detectives, and child protection workers on how to...
Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judiciary Committee there, getting ready to introduce the person that will be asking the questions of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and then later of Judge Kavanaugh as these historic hearings play out. Live on What's On Your Mind today. More after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hearing that's underway, Senator Feinstein now explaining why she didn't do anything with this since July, which wasn't much of an answer, but we welcome your comments. Keep them coming, 701-367-2054 by text. Todd is taking them as well at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. 800-226-8503. Another silencing of conservative voice by Republican swamp GOP. Again, fraud upon fraud upon fraud against we the people. Uncorroborated allegations that belong in the garbage. But here we are, a fixed rigged victim sexual assault advocate female attorney taking away, squashing out the voices from 11 Republican Judiciary Committee senators. That particular listener is referring to the fact that a professional sex crimes attorney, highly decorated in Arizona, will be asking the questions today. She's female, and I think all the Republicans are male, so I think it was a matter of optics, and also, you know, let's get somebody in here that's an expert at this to get to the bottom of who's telling the truth. So I think that's why they did what they did. But welcome those kind of comments. Text us 701-367-2054. Brought to you today by MyPillow. And MyPillow has a new mattress topper that is unbelievable. How do I know I have one? Someone said, Scott, try this out. See what you think. Tell your listeners. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's like, you know, a brand new mattress and the comfort level that's there, all of the things you love about MyPillow, it's really great. 30% off right now on this. When you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And put the promo code in there and click on the mattress topper, and guess what? 30% off on the way to you. You can't go wrong with a deal like that from our friends at MyPillow. Or you can call them if you prefer that. Telephone number is 800. It's 800, right, Todd? 800. Why can't I find the number here, for crying out loud? 506-9028. I usually remember it. 800-506-9028. All right, Dianne Feinstein, Senator from California, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, ahead of the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, the California professor, who will be testifying in a few minutes. Let's go to the last of Senator Feinstein's comment.
Often re-victimized in the process. 27 years ago, I was walking through an airport when I saw a large group of people gathered around a TV to listen to Anita Hill tell her story. What I saw was an attractive woman in a blue suit before an all-male judiciary committee, speaking of her experience of sexual harassment. She was treated badly, accused of lying, attacked, and her credibility put to the test throughout the process. Today, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford has come forward to tell her story of being assaulted and fearing for her life when she was a teenager. Initially, as I said, Dr. Ford did not want to make her story public. Then, within 36 hours of coming forward, Republicans scheduled a hearing without talking to her or even inviting her to testify. She was told she had to show up or the committee would move forward with a vote. It took a public outcry for the majority to back down and give her even a few days to come before the committee. Republicans also scheduled this hearing with Dr. Ford without having her allegations investigated by the FBI. In 1991, Anita Hill's allegations were reviewed by the FBI, as is the normal process and squarely within its jurisdiction. However, despite repeated requests, President Trump and the Republicans have refused to take this routine step and direct the FBI to conduct an impartial investigation. This would clearly be the best way to ensure a fair process to both Judge Kavanaugh and to Dr. Ford. In 1991, the Senate heard from 22 witnesses over 3 days. Today, while rejecting an FBI investigation, Republicans are refusing to hear testimony from any other witness, including Mark Judge, who Dr. Ford identified as being in the room when the attack took place. And we believe Judge should be subpoenaed so the committee can hear from him directly. Republicans have also refused to call anyone who could speak to the evidence that would support or refute Dr. Ford's claim, and not one witness who could address credibility and character of either Ford or Kavanaugh has been called. What I find most inexcusable is this rush to judgment, the unwillingness to take these kinds of allegations at face value and look at them for what they are, a real question of character for someone who is asking for a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. In 1991, Republicans belittled Professor Hill's experience, saying, and I quote, "It won't make a bit of difference in the outcome," end quote. And the burden of proof was on Professor Hill. Today, our Republican colleagues are saying this is a hiccup. Dr. Ford is mixed up and declaring, "I'll listen to the lady, but we're going to bring this to a close." What's worse, many of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have also made it clear that no matter what happens today, the Senate will plow right through and ensure Judge Kavanaugh would be elevated within a week. In fact, on Tuesday, the majority went ahead and scheduled a vote on the nomination before we heard one word of testimony regarding allegations of sexual assault and misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh. Republican leadership even told senators they should plan to be in over this weekend so the nomination can be pushed through without delay. This is despite the fact that in the last few days, two more women have come forward with their own serious allegations of sexual assault involving Brett Kavanaugh. This past Sunday, we learned about Debbie Ramirez, who was a student at Yale with Brett Kavanaugh. She, too, did not want to come forward, but after being approached by reporters, she told her story. She was at a college party where Kavanaugh exposed himself to her. She recalls pushing him away and then seeing him laughing and pulling his pants up. Then yesterday, Judy Swetnick came forward to say that she had experiences of being at house parties with Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. She recounted seeing Kavanaugh engage, and I quote, in abusive...
Darn it, anyway. Time for a little break. I have to cut Senator Feinstein short with the new claim by the Senate Judiciary Democrats that you are guilty until proven innocent. And this is amazing. More come out from the hearings. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How's Endless Pools sound? They're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these Endless Pools?
Well, Endless Pools are a great fitness machine, and when you said, how does Endless Pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an Endless Pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on Endless Pools and Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A long-awaited hearing about to get underway on Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to address accusations of sexual assault and misconduct brought by Christine Blasey Ford, who will actually testify first at the hearing. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
That both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh will be heard today under oath, and that they may both be right. that she had something very awful happen to her when she was 15 and that Judge Kavanaugh was not there and was not involved whatsoever.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, she also said on that interview that President Trump is likely going to reschedule a meeting he was to have with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, but which was called off. Trump was expected to fire Rosenstein. Conway says the meeting will still happen. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Special coverage today of the hearings. Christine Blasey Ford, she's a doctor, professor from California, accusing Brett Kavanaugh of inappropriate attempts at sexual, rape and sexual abuse. And she is about to be introduced by Chuck Grassley. And speak. They're going to swear her in, and then she's going to begin. Dianne Feinstein's done. I know you're very disappointed you missed that during the break. So very sorry to hear that. Washington, D.C., here we come. Hopefully this circus will be over. December 4th through the 8th, my wife Marie and I are hosting a great trip to Washington, D.C. We're going to see all kinds of things throughout the city, see some incredible sights, the Holocaust Museum, the Bible Museum, and much more. This is White House tour, Pentagon, Capitol Hill, the whole works. Going to be absolutely amazing. If you'd like to join us, send me a email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. And then obviously Norway, too, next year, June 14th through 29th. Carol Juven Tours is out at Husfest. We'll be talking to him tomorrow on the program from there. All right, let's go back to the hearing live in Washington, D.C. on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Senator Grassley. I think after I read my opening statement, I anticipate needing some caffeine, if that is available.
Okay. Can you pull the microphone just a little bit closer to you, please?
Okay.
Can the whole box go a little bit closer?
I'm trying, Senator. No.
Okay. Well, then
I'll lean forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Is this good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Grassley and Ranking Member Feinstein, members of the committee. My name is Christine Blasey Ford. I am a professor of psychology at Palo Alto University and a research psychologist at the Stanford University School of Medicine. I won't detail my educational background since it has already been summarized. I have been married to Russell Ford since 2002, and we have two children. I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school. I have described the events publicly before. I summarized them in my letter to Ranking Member Feinstein and again in a letter to Chairman Grassley. I understand and appreciate the importance of your hearing from me directly about what happened to me and the impact that it has had on my life and on my family. I grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. I attended the Holton Arms School in Bethesda, Maryland from 1978 to 1984. Holton Arms is an all-girls school that opened in 1901. During my time at the school, girls at Holton Arms frequently met and became friendly with boys from all boys' schools in the area, including the Landon School, Georgetown Prep, Gonzaga High School, as well as our country clubs and other places where kids and families socialized. This is how I met Brett Kavanaugh, the boy who sexually assaulted me. During my freshman and sophomore school years, when I was 14 and 15 years old, my group of friends intersected with Brett and his friends for a short period of time. I had been friendly with a classmate of Brett's for a short time during my freshman and sophomore year. And it was through that connection that I attended a number of parties that Brett also attended. We did not know each other well, but I knew him and he knew me. In the summer of 1982, like most summers, I spent most every day at the Columbia Country Club in Chevy Chase, Maryland, swimming and practicing diving. One evening that summer, after a day of diving at the club, I attended a small gathering at a house in the Bethesda area. There were four boys I remember specifically being at the house: Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, a boy named PJ, and one other boy whose name I cannot recall. I also remember my friend Leland attending. I do not remember all of the details of how that gathering came together, but like many that summer, it was almost surely a spur-of-the-moment gathering. I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions that have and will be asked about how I got to the party and where it took place and so forth. I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. But the details that about that night that bring me here today are the ones I will never forget. They have been seared into my memory and have haunted me episodically as an adult. When I got to the small gathering, people were drinking beer in a small living room, family room type area on the first floor of the house. I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. I couldn't see who pushed me. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. There was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me. Both Brett and Mark were drunkenly laughing during the attack. They seemed to be having a very good time. Mark seemed ambivalent, at times urging Brett on, and at times telling him to stop. A couple of times I made eye contact with Mark and thought he might try to help me, but he did not. During this assault, Mark came over and jumped on the bed twice while Brett was on top of me. And the last time that he did this, we toppled over and Brett was no longer on top of me. I was able to get up and run out of the room. Directly across from the bedroom was a small bathroom. I ran inside the bathroom and locked the door. I waited until I heard Brett and Mark leave the bedroom, laughing, and loudly walked down the narrow stairway pinballing off the walls on the way down. I waited, and when I did not hear them come back up the stairs, I left the bathroom, went down the same stairwell, through the living room, and left the house. I remember being on the street and feeling an enormous sense of relief that I had escaped that house and that Brett and Mark were not coming outside after me. Brett's assault on me drastically altered my life. For a very long time, I was too afraid and ashamed to tell anyone these details. I did not want to tell my parents that I, at age 15, was in a house without any parents present, drinking beer with boys. I convinced myself that because Brett did not rape me, I should just move on and just pretend that it didn't happen. Over the years, I told very, very few friends that I had this traumatic experience. I told my husband before we were married that I had experienced a sexual assault. I had never told the details to anyone, the specific details, until May 2012 during a couples counseling session. The reason this came up in counseling is that my husband and I had completed a very extensive, very long remodel of our home, and I insisted on a second front door, an idea that he and others disagreed with and could not understand. In explaining why I wanted a second front door, I began to describe the assault in detail. I recall saying that the boy who assaulted me could someday be on the U.S. Supreme Court, and spoke a bit about his background at an elitist all-boys school in Bethesda, Maryland. My husband recalls that I named my attacker as Brett Kavanaugh. After that May 2012 therapy session, I did my best to ignore the memories of the assault, because recounting them caused me to relive the experience and cause panic and anxiety. Occasionally, I would discuss the assault in an individual therapy session, but talking about it caused more reliving of the trauma, so I tried not to think about it or discuss it. But over the years, I went through periods where I thought about the attack. I had confided in some close friends that I had had an experience with sexual assault. Occasionally, I stated that my assailant was a prominent lawyer or judge, but I did not use his name. I do not recall each person I spoke to about Brett's assault, and some friends have reminded me of these conversations since the publication of the Washington Post story on September 16, 2018. But until July 2018, I had never named Mr. Kavanaugh as my attacker outside of therapy. This changed in early July 2018. I saw press reports stating that Brett Kavanaugh was on the short list of a list of very well-qualified Supreme Court nominees. I thought it was my civic duty to relay the information I had about Mr. Kavanaugh's conduct so that those considering his nomination would know about this assault. On July 6th, I had a sense of urgency to relay the information to the Senate and the President as soon as possible before a nominee was selected. I did not know how specifically to do this. I called my congressional representative and let her receptionist know that someone on the President's shortlist had attacked me. I also sent a message to the encrypted Washington Post confidential tip line. I did not use my name, but I provided the names of Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. I stated that Mr. Kavanaugh had assaulted me in the 1980s in Maryland.
Dr. Christine Blasey Ford continuing her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. A break, and then more of that testimony after this timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by one of North Dakota's finest patriots, a veteran, a man going all across the great state of North Dakota and the Northern Plains, installing American-made flagpoles. Our buddy Jim, the flagpole guy, call him at 701-571-FLAG. Help us get across the finish line of 100 flagpoles going in for 2018. We're only a few away. ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 701-571-FLAG. While you were away, most of the testimony from Dr. Blasey Ford has been related to why she, tried to remain private initially, and how the press later found out about this, and why she decided to go to the Washington Post, most of it related to the media. Let's pick up now with her testimony.
Together with the help of security guards. This past Tuesday evening, my work email was hacked and messages were sent out trying to recant my description of the sexual assault. Apart from the assault itself, these past couple of weeks have been the hardest of my life. I've had to relive this trauma in front of the world. And I've seen my life picked apart by people on television, on Twitter, other social media, other media, and in this body who have never met me or spoken with me. I have been accused of acting out of partisan political motives. Those who say that do not know me. I am an independent person and I am no one's pawn. My motivation in coming forward was to be helpful and to provide facts about how Mr. Kavanaugh's actions have damaged my life so that you could take into a serious consideration as you make your decision about how to proceed. It is not my responsibility to determine whether Mr. Kavanaugh deserves to sit on the Supreme Court. My responsibility is to tell you the truth. I understand that a professional prosecutor has been hired to ask me questions, and I'm committed to doing my very best to answer them. I have never been questioned by a prosecutor, and I will do my best. At the same time, because the committee members will be judging my credibility, I do hope to be able to engage directly with each of you. And at this point, I will do my best to answer your questions and would request some caffeine.
A Coke or something?
That sounds good. That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before I use my 5 minutes of questioning, I thought that I'd try to remind my colleagues, and in this case, Ms. Mitchell as well, that the 5 minutes, the way I traditionally have done, if you ask a question before your time runs out, and even though you go over your time, as long as you aren't filibustering, I'll let you ask your question. And I'm going to make sure that both Dr. Ford and Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, as chairman of the committee, I know that they're going to get a chance to answer the questions fully beyond that 5 minutes. But when that, either Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh gets done, then we immediately go to the next person. So I hope that that will be done in a Dr. Ford, I'm told that you want a break right now, and if you do, that's fine.
I'm okay. I got the coffee. Thank you very much. I think I can proceed and sip on the coffee.
Nobody can mix up my coffee right, so you're pretty fortunate. with that, Ms. Mitchell, you have my 5 minutes to ask questions.
Good morning, Dr. Ford.
Hi.
We haven't met. My name is Rachel Mitchell.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to tell you the first thing that struck me from your statement this morning was that you were terrified. And I just wanted to let you know I'm very sorry. That's not right. I know this is stressful. And so I would like to set forth some guidelines that maybe will alleviate that a little bit. If I ask you a question that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it or ask it in a different way. When I ask questions, sometimes I'll refer back to other information you've provided. If I do that and I get it wrong, please correct me.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you to guess. I know it was a long time ago. If you do estimate, please let me know that you're estimating. Okay?
Fair.
Okay. We've put before you, and I'm sure you have copies of them anyway, 5 pieces of information, and I wanted to go over them. The first is a screenshot of a WhatsApp texting between you and somebody at the Washington Post. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
The first two texts were sent by you on July 6th. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the last one sent by you was on July 10th?
Correct.
Okay. Are those three comments accurate?
I will read them.
Take your time.
Yes.
Take your time.
So So there's one correction.
Okay.
I've misused the word bystander as an adjective.
Okay.
This is interesting. A text exchange between a Washington Post reporter and her. We're rolling on this through the break. We'll update you after the news break. Don't go away on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota soybean and dry bean fields, reducing yields. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. Yields can be reduced by 10 to 20% before symptoms of SCN can be observed. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again this year free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for testing. Contact your local NDSU Extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.